This is KTWH. You're listening to What's Happening. I am Katya Gordon interviewing Kenny Blumenfeld, as I do on Friday mornings, though this interview is being done a couple days early. Thank you, Kenny, for being here this Wednesday.
I'm always happy to do this. Just a note to listeners that if, because of the lag between when we record and when this plays, I'm disclaiming responsibility any changes in the forecast.
Absolutely.
Between now and then.
Yeah, this kind of delay is really not that critical for most topics, but with weather, you never know. So,
right.
Yes. But anyway, we have had significant rainfall, I think I would call it. We had a hard rain on July 4th. It did not ruin the 4th fireworks, but it came earlier than that. And things are looking significantly greener and the ground is significantly softer. So I'd like to think that we're making some headway with the drought. But what do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a little diversion here, too. This is fun.
Okay, good.
This reminds me of how myopic we can be about the climate. Myopic, I know it's like a $2 word.
Yeah,
right?
You better define that.
Nearsighted. Sure, you know, how easy it is to just focus on what's in front of us and maybe forget things. So I know that what happens here is whatever's happening here, if I don't look at other information, I think, okay, this is what's happening kind of everywhere. It's hard, right? It's hard not to kind of extrapolate your experience to everywhere else, especially when you're talking about the natural world. One of the interesting issues is, you know, the climate is changing, right? Climate's changing globally. And across the U.S., we all have kind of our own unique symptoms. And no matter what your symptoms are, most places share the phenomenon of at least increasing temperatures. Even if nothing else is changing, mm-hmm. their temperatures have increased.
Yeah.
Well, I think fascinating that one of the marquee scientific skeptics to the climate movement, so to climate science, and I'm not talking about the ones who don't really know what they're talking about. I mean one who's actually a pretty good climatologist, but just keeps landing on the sort of non-consensus, kind of on the outsider side of the discussion, happens to be down in Alabama at the University of Alabama. And Alabama honestly is like, for the last several decades, the one part of the country where there's also been no real temperature increase.
Interesting.
And so as he's compiling the statistics for Alabama, he's seeing no trends. He's seeing, you know, things that look like, you know, maybe there are other influences going on other than the climate. And he's not in that area. He's not wrong. And then he tends to extrapolate his experience.
Right, as we all do.
Into other areas. So it's interesting. So the reason I bring this up is because 2-3 weeks ago, the area from Cloquet to Duluth to Two Harbors had the worst drought conditions in Minnesota, far and away. In fact, Duluth was heading into kind of jaw-dropping territory. I want to say from June 1st through June 21st or 2nd, Duluth had received either 0.05 or 0.06, and in any case, hardly any, that's inches of precipitation.
Yeah.
0.05, just a tiny, tiny fraction of what it would normally get. It was, if it had finished the month, you know, even with twice that, it would have been far and away its driest June on record. And so you all were in pretty rough shape. Really, the area from Two Harbors down to just past, just kind of southwest of Duluth towards Cloquet.
Yeah.
And since that time, you all have fared better than any other part of the state for rainfall. Done great. You've gotten, you know, 2 to 4 inches in the Two Harbors area, 6 inches or more in the Island Lake area, 2 to 5 inches around Duluth, 2 to 4 inches around Cloquet. And, you know, we talk about how this time of year you need about an inch of rain per week to keep pace. So you've actually had normal to above normal precipitation, and in some cases kind of way above normal precipitation during the last 2 to 2.5, maybe even 3 weeks if you're kind of liberal with it. And that's great. And I'm sure that people in the area, maybe who don't look at climate data for the rest of the state, would go, wow, this is great. Drought's got to be ending or over. And hey, it's been really, really hopeful for you. And I think we'll see some improvements in the drought monitor categories, coming up here. But the rest of the state has slid deeper, deeper into drought. Yeah. The drought has essentially clamped down harder on central, southern, and southeastern Minnesota. And in fact, I'd say you're kind of an island of improvement, an oasis, as it were. I don't want to call it a desert. That would be quite hyperbolic. But it's, it's been getting dry and drier over the rest of the state. So congratulations. We joke about the rainfall lottery. You clearly won it.
We won the lottery.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But it's a short or a small area relief is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So, and is that because it's all storms and the storms just happen to roll through our area?
Yeah. I mean, I think there have been a number of things that really worked in your favor. One, some of the storms in the last few days, they intensified as they drew in moisture from Lake Superior, which is not common behavior in the summertime. Usually the lake breeze will actually weaken some thunderstorms. But because of where these storms were generating their energy, they were actually just using the water off of the lake and maybe some of the terrain enhancement to actually intensify the storms a bit. So you got a little bit of bonus because of that. We're finally actually getting weather systems, kind of low pressure systems.
Yeah.
And, it's been a long time. It had been a while. And the last two of these low pressure systems actually tracked fairly close to northern Minnesota. And so you were in the circulation and kind of in with the cyclonic flow that tends to have more moisture and more lift just happened to pass over your region. And then we've also had these really warm days where there's, afternoon thunderstorms that just pop up. And because of the lake breeze boundary that often forms on those days, the thunderstorms had an easy home and they just took root right in that boundary. And there was one day where we actually watched the storms fire right along the shore and then just kind of propagate westward, taking a very strange behavior as the lake breeze pushed inland. It was kind of neat to see. So you've had a kind of a series of what we call synoptic influences, which is when the overall weather pattern just favors you, and then also localized influences, like in one case, the lake breeze generating thunderstorms, and in another case, like the lake just being used as a fuel source to intensify storms. So you've gotten lucky and done pretty well as a result.
Okay. And what do we have to look forward to?
Yeah. Well, at least it's not going to be hot. I mean, that's the one thing that we see none of for the next 2 weeks, really. I mean, I don't want to promise that, but right now there's no sign on the weather models of truly hot weather in Minnesota for about 1.5 to 2 weeks. So I would say for the next week, it's mostly just going to be pleasant. It's going to be, you're going to find, pleasant days, some cool nights. There will be some chances for precipitation every 3-4 days, but there right now aren't also any soaking rains that we can see just yet. And in fact, most of the focus of any such rains looks like it would be a little bit more in southern Minnesota than in northern Minnesota. So really, all in all, just kind of a nice forecast for you. If I could use a crystal ball badly, I guess I would say that, for Southern Lake County, the next 7 to 10 days, you're going to see temperatures in the 70s during the day and maybe in the 50s at night, probably some 40s the first few nights here. I guess getting into the weekend, 40s or 50s, depending on if you're in a low-lying area inland or if you're near the lake where it'll tend to be a little bit warmer. And then, yeah, it just looks nice. I don't see any 80s or 90s.
That sounds lovely. You know, people around here really start complaining when it gets over 70, so they will love to hear this, and especially 80. And then now another thing, very quickly, we're kind of running out of time, but normally we hesitate to sail in the Apostle Islands this time of year because there's no all-weather anchorages and there's a lot of activity with thunderstorms, like used to be very, like virtually all the time. And now we're looking this week there, looks very stable. And is this cooler or wetter than usual, or is this part of a larger pattern that you see, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, I think right now we're still being dominated more than not by high pressure.
Okay.
The high pressure will send some cool air in especially on the front side of the high pressure. It'll send cool air into the region, and that tends to suppress those afternoon thunderstorms. I mean, I think we're going to see regional showers and thunderstorms many days over the coming week and a half. But there'll be that kind of isolated to maybe lightly scattered variety that are pretty hard to pinpoint on a daily basis, where, you know, the kind of day where 4 out of 5 locations or 80% of the area doesn't get anything, but, you know, 10 or 20% of the area gets these isolated pop-up thunderstorms. There just isn't a lot of convection right now in the atmosphere because of the larger air mass that's in place. So that suppresses the vertical motions that are used to drive those showers and thunderstorms.
And it seems like this has also been, has this been large enough? The air does seem clear, the haze, the wildfire haze. Is there more precip in Canada also?
Yeah, they got a little bit of a watering to put some of the fires out, but they are still burning at an almost record clip up from west to east across central Canada. And right now we're kind of being protected by the wind direction. It's not the wind direction so much as how long or how short the fetch is. And we're just not directly connected to those Canadian fires right now. So
okay.
We'll have to keep an eye on that. That's something that could change over the coming week.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Kenny. And we'll talk to you in a week.
Great. Wonderful. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
It sounds good. You take care. Bye-bye.
You also.
That was Kenny Blumenfeld, the senior climatologist for the Minnesota DNR, speaking to us on Wednesday for a preview recorded interview for the following weekend. I hope you enjoyed it.